learning process. Suppose you would like to program a computer to learn how to filter out spam emails. A simple solution would resemble the learning process that mice use to avoid poisonous foods. You would just program the computer to identify, categorize, and memorize all the emails that the user labeled as spam, then search for identical emails among the new ones. If a new email matched one on the spam list, it would automatically be labeled as such and trashed. Otherwise, it would be stored in the user's inbox. While the process of learning by memorization is sometimes worthwhile, it lacks an integral component of any efficient learning process, which is inductive reasoning, the ability to learn broad generalizations from specific examples. In other words, it would be better to program the computer to learn how to discern the types of email messages that the user considers to be spam. To achieve such generalization in the spam filtering process, the program could scan the known spam emails and mine a set of words that often appear in spam messages. By checking new emails for these suspicious words, the program could then correctly predict whether an unfamiliar email message would be labeled as spam. However, inductive reasoning shouldn't be the only approach that machine learning systems use. What will distinguish learning mechanisms in spam filtering programs that just result in new emails being labeled as spam or stored in the box from useful learning process? Answering this question is vital to the development of machine learning systems. While people can depend on common sense to filter out the random spam messages, computers don't have common sense. Therefore, we must define refined principles to prevent them from reaching illogical and meaningless conclusions. The development of these principles is what underpinnings of machine learning program design. To summarize, prior experience combined with principles biasing the learning task is the key to creating a successful learning process. Therefore, every well-designed machine learning system requires tools that express a domain expertise, translate this expertise into learning bias, and quantify the bias's effect on the success of learning. When is machine learning important? Under what circumstances do you need a machine learning system rather than a conventional program that ordinary computers can handle? There are two types of problems that machine learning can solve. First is tasks that are too complex to be programmed, and second is need for adaptively generated tasks. Let's explore these circumstances. First, tasks that are too complex to be programmed. For various reasons, not all tasks can be described using conventional programming languages. Some tasks are too complex in their requirements or lack clarity in defining the application interface. We can group these tasks into two sets. Tasks that are routinely performed by people and animals. There are several tasks, such as driving, speech recognition, and image recognition, that we perform regularly in our everyday life, and yet cannot describe sufficiently enough to create a conventional program. In all these tasks, programs have to learn from experience to achieve satisfactory output, which requires machine learning systems. Tasks that are beyond human capabilities. These tasks involve complex analysis to turn large sets of data into useful information for decision-making. For instance, medical archive data, weather prediction data, genomic data, and search engines are all too large and unstructured for conventional SQL to process. But as more and more data is digitally recorded, it is becoming increasingly evident that a treasure trove of meaningful information is buried in these databases. And the only way to find it is by developing machine learning systems to help mine the data. If you would like to know more about the data analytics and mining, the previous book in this series, Data Analytics for Beginners, discusses these topics in greater detail. Need for adaptively generated tasks. One of the limitations of conventional programs is their rigidity. Once these programs are coded, tested, and installed, they remain unchanged, performing the same tasks over and over. But numerous tasks vary from user to user, and machine learning programs are better equipped to perform these tasks since they can adapt their behavior to different contexts and environments. Typical examples of such programs include the following: programs that decode handwritten text, easily adapting to the various handwriting styles of different users; spam detection programs that adapt automatically to any changes in spam emails; speech recognition programs that readily adapt the various speech patterns of different users. Applications of machine learning. Machine learning is a fantastic revolution in AI. Today, both cutting-edge startups and established firms are finding more and more ways to utilize machine learning in their business operations.